If you screw up your holiday gifts, your family will look at you the way that Travis looks at Nicole when she screws up a challenge. So don't mess up. Go to Amazon.com. They've got the best deals on everything you need, and you help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping this holiday season at robhasawebsite.com/holidays. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who says to you, welcome to Tokyo, wasabi tubaru, Rob Cicerino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is our live coverage of the Amazing Race 23 finale. And here I am with the woman who went to New York, she was already in New York, but she went to parties with the Amazing Race cast, and she's back to report on her findings and everything that happened in last night's finale. It's the amazing Jessica Lease.
Hey, Rob. I'm happy to be back.
Yes. Now, Jessica, are the rumors true that you are nursing a massive hangover still at this hour?
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was something. It was a great party. That's what I'll say.
All right, cool. Well, we want to hear more details about that. I'm sure you have some good stories, at least the ones you could tell us. We want to hear about what went on last night in New York. And we are live here. It's Monday night, December 9th, talking about the finale of Amazing Race 23. A little bittersweet to have Amazing Race 23 come to an end, Jessica. My son, Dominic, was born on the premiere of Amazing Race 23.
Wow, the time flies. They grow up so fast.
Yeah, they really, it's like the Cats in the Cradle and the Amazing Race. And boy, these seasons go by so fast. So it happens. All right, but we're live here on a Monday night. If you want to get your questions in for Jessica and I, use the hashtag RHAP, or if you want to go ahead and on the YouTube video itself, you can go ahead and click the video if you're watching us live, or at a later date, go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Okay, Jessica, we have new Amazing Race champions, and were you patting yourself on the back last night because they were your picks to win this season?
I was indeed. I'm pretty proud of myself. That almost never happens.
Yes. So congratulations to you as well, Jessica, for correctly predicting Jason and Amy are your winners of the Amazing Race 23. And I have to say that I was happy for Jason and Amy, even though they were not the most exciting team to root for. Amy just seems like such a nice person that I was happy to see her win.
Yeah, she really is. She's just about the nicest person I've ever met. And Jason, too. Like, yeah. They kind of, I don't know who would win a nice off between the two of them.
Very nice. Very nice and very, very happy for them. And while I don't have anything against Tim and Marie, even my picks, Travis and Nicole, got a little hard to root for. The Travis towards the end.
By the time the final leg rolled around, Jason and Amy were just about the only ones that didn't have some kind of negative editing applied to them.
Yeah.
So you were kind of rooting for them by default.
Yeah.
I mean, Marie redeemed herself a lot, but I felt like everybody else had a strike against them.
Yeah, Travis got a little Jonathan Bakery by the end of the by the end of the finale.
That's an apt comparison.
Yes. Has there ever been the adjective used Jonathan Bakery?
No, but I think we should make that a thing. Yeah. Oh, I got to point out, when you coined the phrase ice kebabes, they're all using that now. They took your term.
You coined that term.
I did not coin it. You coined it. I approved it.
Oh, wow. All right. So
Do we have to go back to the tape, Rob?
Which tape was this? Was this in the season preview?
Yeah, I think it was the season preview.
No, early on. And then I forgot that I said it. And then I blamed it on you. That sounds about right. That sounds
about
right. All right. So let's talk about some things from the finale. And I have to say, Jessica, I thought this was a very exciting finale to the Amazing Race 23.
Yeah, I don't have any quibbles with it. I thought it was pretty great. Tasks were good. Pacing was great.
Yeah. Did you think that the Amazing Race, were you excited that they decided to take the finale to the ice planet Hoth?
Well, I was waiting to see the Tauntauns, and nobody crawled inside a Tauntaun, so that was a little disappointing.
It was a little disappointing. So which leg of the finale did you prefer? Did you like the Japan leg, or did you like the Alaska leg?
I feel like both of these things, both of these legs have been done to death in a sense, because we've done Japanese game show. This is the third time, and I think it's the same host every time.
The host of the Japanese game show was on fire, though. He did a great job. That was one of my favorite parts of the finale.
Yeah, he's definitely, people on Twitter were saying he's the best task adjudicator since the Russian guy with the test from two seasons ago.
Pencils down?
Pencils down.
Yeah. Who did he hit during the task on the game show?
Was it an Afghanimal that he hit?
I have to look it up. But yeah, he's somebody. He was like, they only one pin, and he threw the pin at somebody.
Oh yeah,
I think he threw the pin at Marie.
Oh yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. Now, did you find that was that more a human bowling, or did you find it to be more like human plinko?
It was more human bowling because you couldn't really ricochet off the sides very effectively. You had to bowl it. You had to go straight down the middle, I think. And that's just like real bowling.
Yeah, but Tim and Marie, that's how they got theirs.
That
Tim went off the wall. Yeah.
He did it to build momentum, I think. He was kind of like, I don't know what you call that. He was pushing off to get more momentum.
Yeah, he kicked off the wall. So let's see. We have... Let's start with Jason and Amy. Let's start with the winners. Jessica, where do you place Jason and Amy in the pantheon of Amazing Race winners?
Well, they were pretty good. I would put them in they're like maybe upper third, like top 33rd percentile.
Top 33rd percentile. So that's of the 23 seasons, then you say they are a top 8 all-time Amazing Race team.
I would say so. Yeah. They were very good at what they did. But I wouldn't place them. I wouldn't put them in like top three because I feel like they didn't really have a handle on things until the very end. Like they stayed towards the front of the pack, and they finished second over and over and over. But they didn't pick up speed until the very end.
Just real quick, who are the top three?
Afghanimals. Who are the top three? The top three in this race are the top three winners of all time.
All time.
All-time top three winners. I think Megan and Shane have to be up there. And let's see. Probably, well, Nat and Kat are my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know if objectively do they count as best.
Well, I don't know. That's up to you. And one more. Who's in the top three?
And top three... I'll go with Chip and Kim.
Chip and Kim
from
okay.
season 5.
There you go. So, all right. So, not quite in the pantheon for Jason and Amy. Let's talk about some of these other teams. I guess let's talk about Travis and Nicole because it really, really unraveled for them. And I think we really got to see a very bad side of Travis here. Were they at the finale?
No, they were not at the finale.
Now, has anybody been in contact with them? Have they been happy with the edit? You have to think that they were, as they talked about, when you watch this with your five kids, what are they going to be thinking? You got to think it did not go over well at the Power Parents' house.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're like that all the time. The kids just thought it was business as usual. That's kind of dark.
I guess so. So, why did they not come out? Do you think they were not happy with the edit?
I think they were doing their own thing quietly at home. I don't think they necessarily feared public backlash, and the other teams aren't upset with them at all.
Okay. Like,
they're pretty close to several of the other teams still.
Did you find there to be a public backlash against Travis?
At the party that was commented on, but I don't think nobody had any actual malice toward him, which really surprised me because I thought he was a total asshole the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, he really, like, we saw, like, shades of it, and we were, like, sort of throughout the season, like, boy, Travis is really laying into Nicole here and there. But last night, really, really, from the robot task through the task in Alaska with the dropping the flower on the target through the whole thing with the going across the ice and then ultimately ending with the totem poles. That was really ugly for the Amazing Race.
Yeah, we'd never seen it nonstop. But, you know, we did get shades of it. Like, anytime Nicole wasn't perfect at a task, you would see Travis say, I wish I'd done that one. Or if I was doing it, we'd already be done. And then all of a sudden it was that Travis the whole time.
Yeah. Which is your favorite Travis? Do you like angry, yelling Travis, or do you like depressed, besides himself Travis? And let me give you a quick impression of depressed, besides himself Travis.
I don't even know why we're even trying anymore. It's just not gonna. I can't do it anymore. I mean, we try so many times, and I don't know.
That's not bad. We're going to call that one Napoleon Dynamite Travis.
Yeah. Which is your favorite Travis?
I think angry yelling Travis makes better television, because passive aggressive depressed Travis is just kind of painful to watch. It's like, get over yourself, support your partner.
Yeah. How underrated is chemistry in these amazing race teams and ultimately the teams that go on to win the race?
Well, you've had teams that don't get along very well go very, very far. But I think you have to be able to survive in close quarters with someone. You can't just pick a random person, unless you're Marie, apparently. But it's really important to know that you can get along with the other person. And if something unexpected comes up, you got to be able to support them.
Mm-hmm. Jess, if you were going to take on a male pseudonym this week, would you prefer to be Jonathan Bakery or Russell Feathers?
I like Russell Feathers. That's a fantastic name. I hope someone picks that up as a pseudonym and writes some kind of Survivor tell-all.
If you were Jonathan Bakery, would you have your flower airlifted to you?
Yeah, I was wondering what would happen when they ran out of flour. Would they have to land and refill the flour? Or
yeah.
Would they do one of those, like, the planes connect in midair and they drop more flour in?
Yeah. Did they put, how many bags of flour did they have in Nicole's plane?
Yeah, I don't know. They had at least 21.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised they didn't run out of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been worse. The thing I was hoping would happen is apparently, well, you know, on some of the early seasons, you'd have a team that was hours and hours behind the other teams, or they'd be in a totally different location, and they just cut at the end to them, like, opening a clue box and opening a clue that says, the race is over, you guys lost, and these guys won. I was hoping that would happen to Travis and Nicole while she was still up in the airplane.
No, it did not. How big of a lead do you think that Jason and Amy built up from Amy hitting the flower target on her second drop?
Well, Jason said it wasn't even close. He said they had about an hour and a half on the next team.
Yeah.
So I have to think it took a while to kind of recharge every time you drop that flower.
Yeah, they tried to make it seem like that Tim and Marie were kind of on Jason and Amy's heels.
Yeah, but you never saw them in the same screen after that point, so.
So you knew there was never a doubt.
I mean, anytime you can't see two teams on the same screen, don't assume they're both in the same place.
Yeah. Let's go back to the first part of the race, or the first part of the finale leg. And so a lot of people were, you know, talking about something that we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, Amy's decision to help Nicole out. And it really, in the finale, when Amy couldn't help her out anymore, that's sort of when Travis lost it. Do you think that Travis secretly wishes that he was married to Amy?
Well, he might. I mean, she's beautiful, she's smart, she's cheerful, she's better at tasks than his wife.
Yes, that's all he cares about. How she do with the challenges.
Yeah.
So once Amy was no longer helping Nicole, did you feel like Travis and Nicole were dead in the water?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, maybe Jason and Amy were playing the long con on that one. Maybe that was their whole plan, to drag the doctors along, make them look more competent than they were, and then they would have less competition at the end.
So hindsight being 2020, do we have to say that these were good moves by Amy to help Nicole out so much throughout the race?
If that's what they were doing, it was very good. I'm not sure it was intentional. I think they're just that kind of people.
Yeah. I think it's just that they're very nice. I don't think this was a Kaiser Soze type plan that they came up with of, okay, let's just keep making Nicole go further and further into the race, and then she'll fail miserably on the final leg because nobody will be there to help her.
You'd have to be kind of a sociopath to execute that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Let's talk about the decision of the three teams to sort of box out the Afghanimals. Did you like that sort of thing on the Amazing Race finale?
Well, I mean, nobody has had very many nice things to say about the Afghanimals, so it didn't surprise me. I felt like maybe it was even kind of personal to get them out. But, you know, I don't think that alliance, like, that alliance lasted all of, like, 10 minutes as soon as they got to Japan. Tim and Marie were like, okay, see you later. We're going to go run our race now.
Mm-hmm. It was such an up and down leg for the Afghanimals, that up and down and up and down again. So they started, they were in last place, and then they had to go and do a speed bump, and then they get on a different plane than everybody else, and then they end up in first place, and they're doing
I was waiting for them to pull a Chester and Ephraim right there.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
This was one of the rare times it worked.
Yeah. Well, it was only, I think they only had one stopover, so it was less risky. And it's definitely, if you're going to do it, that's when you do it, is like your very last opportunity to pull out that kind of move. And it helped them because I don't think their speed bump took longer than 10 minutes. It was basically like a free pass to not have to do the speed bump.
Yeah, so they got that through that very quickly, and then they had to go and they got to the puzzle, and the robot puzzle, you know, even though the robots were cool in this episode, the robots puzzle ultimately did in Leo and Jamal.
Yeah.
Those two dots.
And it was, he just had tunnel vision about that too.
Yeah.
He couldn't see what that one small thing was, and he just was so obsessed with trying to figure out what the right thing was, and it was right in front of him the whole time. That's really hard to watch, even if it's not your favorite team.
Yeah. Did you like when the Afghanimals had to do the speed bump where they had to capture the paper mache rhino?
That was a very Japanese kind of task, I think. It doesn't surprise me that if you're going to have people running around in a giant paper mache animal suit, that's going to happen in Japan.
Would you have preferred that they had to capture a paper mache version of Rhino from Survivor?
Well, I know I personally would prefer that.
Yeah.
But my affection for Rhino is well documented.
You have affection for Rhino?
He's like my favorite Survivor eye candy of all time.
Oh, no.
We've discussed this before.
Oh, no. I mean, I try to black it out of my head. We blacklisted him from the Robinson Fantasy Football League this year.
Did you really? Was he too good? Or
no, complained. Just whining.
He's disruptive.
He missed the draft, and then he complained about his team. We said, you're out. Yeah. Don't come back. You're banned for life.
You missed the draft. It's your own fault.
That's right. So we threw a net on him and banned him for life. And now we're going to give his spot to the Afghanimals in the future. How about let's talk about... let's see what else from the, what was with that cool robot that was with Phil at the pit stop?
And it gave hugs. How awesome was that?
Yes. I'm moving to Japan now.
Yeah. I mean, they've got everything. They've got walking vending machines. They got paper mache rhinos and they got hugging robots.
Yeah. Was this really a pit stop on the Amazing Race, or was this sort of one of Stefan from Saturday Night Live's clubs that he recommends? But they've got this pit stop. This leg of the race has got everything. They've got walking vending machines, robots that give hugs, paper mache rhinos.
Well, the question is this weirder than the nightclub in Berlin in last season?
Yeah. Oh, Japan is fantastic.
Yeah, it's Japan-tastic.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. What did the robot say when they got to the mat?
I think he just said, welcome to Tokyo. I think that's what they usually say.
Yeah. In my notes, I just have, cool robot with Phil. Now, do they really have moving vending machines also in Japan?
There's a TV show, I believe, that they have. It's kind of like a candid camera sort of thing where they film like random people walking up to a vending machine trying to buy something, and then the vending machine gets up and runs away from them. Yeah. I feel like I've seen that before.
By the way, I could also see Stefan talking about human bowling and a telephone booth filled with goldfish.
And you'd have to have, like, Seth Meyers asking, like, human bowling, what is that? And you'd have a whole complex.
And he'd say, it's that thing where people have to dive into a phone, put it on a Speedo and get in a phone booth and call a number to get a clue. Like, oh, So what'd you think about the Amazing Race gets our contestants back into bathing suits? I mean, did we have to see Travis in a Speedo for this leg of the race?
Yeah, I feel like...
Would board shorts not have worked as well?
It's equal opportunity, I guess, because I think even Amy was complaining at how tiny the bathing suit is. And, you know, she's a pageant girl. She's no stranger to tiny bathing suits.
Yeah, I did think that they were also a little bit gratuitous with the Amy shots that they gave us also in this episode.
But they're trying to get ratings up. The thing I was impressed with is she goes under the water. She puts the goldfish hat on her head, goes under the water, comes back out, still looks gorgeous.
Yes.
How did she do that?
I'm not sure. She did have a unfortunate fall then in the mud.
Yeah, that was, whatever ratings we got from, you know, the tiny bikini.
Yeah.
We kind of lost them all after she fell in the mud.
Yeah, somewhere there's a screenshot of that that's going to float around forever. So then...
animated GIF.
Yes, yes. One of the other things that was really funny, too, was in Japan, somebody just had it in the chat room about how Tim and Marie broke up, and they were trying, the Japanese game show host was trying to understand what that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Marie's like, you got all day.
Yeah. I'm okay with, if we want to do a whole Amazing Race in Japan next season, I'm okay if we don't ever leave Japan.
Yeah, that might be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just need, we need a whole other show that's just, every week they visit a different Japanese game show.
Or we should just start podcasting about Japanese game shows.
Get me a satellite feed. I'm all up in that.
Sure, let's do it. Just a couple other quick things, and then let's start to talk about some of your stories from last night. How about the 60-40 arrangement between Tim and Marie? Have we ever heard of anything like this before on The Amazing Race?
We never have, but I thought it was hilarious that Marie's rationale for choosing Tim was that when she found out it was the deadline day, she just picked the closest person to her at the time. He was in the room, so she's like, hey, we're going on this show, and I'm taking 60% of our winnings.
Yeah, but... Tim seemed like he would have done it for free. So it seems like that Marie got a bad deal there.
Yeah, Tim was having a fantastic time. I mean, I think almost everybody we've ever talked to has said they would be happy to do it for free.
Yeah. So are they giving away too much money on The Amazing Race?
Well, I have heard that the prizes you get for runner-up are not as good as the ones you get for other shows.
Yeah.
On Survivor, they make a lot out of the second place team getting $100,000, and I'm pretty sure they don't get that on The Amazing Race.
What do they get on the second place team on The Amazing Race?
I'm not actually sure. It's a lot less than that. It might be 50, might even be less than that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they're allowed to disclose it.
Wouldn't they be allowed to disclose it?
I don't know. Wasn't there a whole pay structure of... what teams got on Survivor, and then somebody got angry about it. And
I don't remember somebody getting angry about it. But yeah, you do get money on Survivor for where you place.
Yeah.
So tell me, Jess, what did you blog about tonight? I know we just got it up on the site about an hour or so before the show started tonight. So if you want to check out Jess's finale blog from The Amazing Race on robisawebsite.com, you could check it out now. So what did you talk about in your blog?
I talked a lot about when it is and is not okay to help out other teams. That was kind of a rehash, but, I had to give credit for everybody for kind of running their own race by the end of it. And I talked a lot about how Travis compares to other people who have had more useless partners but have been better teammates.
Yes. Okay. Give us a couple of those people.
Well,
Chuck and Winona.
Yeah, Chuck and Winona. Winona is trying to ice climb, and she loses her pick, and she starts climbing up with one pick. You better believe Chuck is not going to be, standing up at the top all exasperated.
Yeah. No, I was very impressed with Nicole when she tried to climb up the thing with one pick.
Yeah, that was badass, and she's not a terrible racer. That's the thing. I don't think it would be excusable if she was, but she was a very good strategic thinker very early on, the whole thing with give us your express pass and we'll tell you where to go. And she's been very good at a lot of the challenges. I feel like the criticism is unfounded.
Do you think that Travis may have rode Nicole too hard and broke her during the race?
Well, how long have they been married, Rob? I feel like all the riding has already been done.
Whoa. Hey, Jess, keep it. It's a family podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about
metaphors.
Was he too hard on her and completely discouraged her? Whereas now, if she screws one thing up, she's like, oh my God, Travis is going to be mad at me. I can't believe now I'm blowing it. Now he's going to be pissed. Whereas if he was more encouraging, maybe, the first time she misses with the bag of flowers, she's like, okay, I got this.
Well, I feel like there's two things going on here. In addition to whatever coping mechanisms they have with each other coming into the race. They're also, near the end, they haven't slept in like 3 weeks. They're in the final leg. The pressure is mounting. Every single subsequent task, there's more and more pressure. So she's got pressure from outside, and she's got the pressure from Travis, and it all kind of builds on itself. In the blog, I called it a negative feedback loop.
Yeah, negative feedback loop. You never want that in podcasting or on The Amazing Race.
No, it's very true.
All right, Jess, so tell us some, give us some highlights from the Amazing Race parties you attended last night.
Well, it was an incredible time. Yeah. Everybody was really, they've all seen the podcast. They were all really excited about it. I talked quite a bit with Jason and Amy, and they were the most gracious hosts. I feel like the party they threw was 10 times as extravagant as the fanciest Tarkon.
Whoa, so they threw a party, Jason and Amy?
They threw the party.
Man, they're burning through that $1 million like that. It's going to be gone.
I feel like they could have spent the entire $1 million on the party.
Whoa.
But, yeah, they had a hotel ballroom rented out. There were probably like 200 or 300 people there. And they made a video beforehand with some unseen footage. I'm not sure exactly like how they compiled that, but it was stuff it was just kind of outtakes, like some unbleeped swearing in a couple of spots, and they interviewed a few people and had a montage set to that Green Day song that all the montages are. That was
pretty
fun.
Time of your life?
Yeah. And yes. They had a DJ who played during the commercials, so that was kind of fun.
Ooh.
And, yeah. I
can't get over. Jason and Amy spent a chunk of their winnings on a party for the Amazing Race?
Yeah, well, I think they were just really excited about it, and I think they probably would have done the same thing even if they hadn't won.
Oh, well, that's,
although I have to
that's
say,
a very
the fact
bad idea.
That they were the hosts was kind of a big tip-off as to who placed where.
Spoiler alert, yes.
Yeah. I felt bad saying, oh, I'm going up to Providence because I'm going to the Amazing Race finale, and why is it in Providence? Well, why do you think?
Oh, I didn't know it was in Providence. I thought it was in Manhattan.
Oh, no. No, I went up yesterday morning early, and I came back tonight.
Spoiler alert again.
Yeah. Well, I tried to keep quiet about it because I felt really bad about there not being Tarkon this year.
Yes.
And then I didn't want to rub it in people's faces like, oh, they invited me to come represent Rob as a podcast at the cast party.
Yeah.
Because, who am I, Mertz?
Whoa. Now,
by the way, Mertz is very nice. I talked to him for quite a bit, too.
Yes. Okay. Who else did you talk to from the reality world?
From the reality world, a couple of the people, we had some racer alumni, including Rob Has a Podcast alumni, Max and Katie.
Ooh.
And Abba was there from season 21.
Yes.
The Rocker team. He said to tell you hi, by the way.
Okay, hi, Abba.
And I talked to some people from Reality Fan Forum, which is the big spoiler site. They kind of have those teams of people they deploy everywhere to spoil the entire season while it's filming.
Oh, they
are
like
fun
that.
People.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So which teams were there and which teams weren't? I'm always interested in that.
All right. We had 6.5 teams there.
Yes.
And we had, let's see, Jason and Amy, Tim and Marie, Tim and Danny.
Okay.
Rowan and Shane and the Ice Kebabes and the Beards and Ephraim.
Okay, good. So let's talk about the people that were absent. Also, Will Olson in the chat room wants to know, did you meet Providence Amy while you were there?
Providence Amy was on vacation, maybe permanently.
Permanently.
I feel like $1 million could really mellow you out in that regard.
I would think so. Okay, so Travis and Nicole we discussed. Let's see. Mm-hmm. I would have to say the second most notable absence would have to be the Afghanimals. Now, was this, they were not invited or did they choose not to attend?
I'm sure everybody was invited, but I think the Afghanimals had a prior arrangement.
A prior arrangement, okay.
They had to be somewhere else.
Okay, well, if they have to be somewhere else, let's see. Who else? Who are some other notable? You said, let's see, Ice Queens were there. Let's see. I'm going backwards. Oh, no, Baseball Wives.
No Baseball Wives.
Why? What were they doing? It's not baseball season.
I don't know. Maybe the fact that it's not baseball season means they go on vacation.
They're on vacation during the finale of The Amazing Race?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Let's see. Who else wasn't there? Oh, no, HK and...
HB and Nina? No. But that was actually a funny thing. I was talking to Tim and Danny, and Tim said it was... He pointed out the spoiler inherent in having the party in Providence, because he's like, you don't see HB and Nina throwing a party for us.
Right, right. I'm trying to think, anybody else? There's got to be one other team, right?
Yeah, there is, and I'm trying to think of who we went through.
Who'd we miss? Let me look at the wall behind me.
Yeah, we gotta look at the wall.
Let's see. No, I guess we mentioned everybody.
We did talk about everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Four no HB and Nina. Yeah. So very 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 good. How many fans of The Amazing Race were there?
Not a lot. I guess people that were fans of Jason and Amy, it was a lot of their friends and family, of course.
Yeah.
I think everybody was a fan because of that. But not a whole lot of people that are, you know, in our fan community.
Okay. That's very good. Now, Jessica, did you line up any potential guests for future episodes of Rob as a Podcast?
They all came to me. I didn't even have to do anything.
There you go.
So... We are going to be full up next season.
Good, good. I have a feeling it's going to be a very big season of Amazing Race recapping and podcasting on Rob as a Podcast next season.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a roller coaster.
Looking forward to it. All right, so you want to jump into some questions?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
We have a bunch on Twitter, and I starred them all because some of them weren't tweeted with the hashtag.
All right, do you want to start? You want to start with those, and then we'll bring in the questions that Scott St. Pierre is pulling together for us?
Yeah, we can start with those. I had some good ones.
Yeah, and before I forget, let me also thank Mike Shaheen for writing the recaps all season long on Monday night. And also, I always forget to do it on Wednesday night. Brendan Noel writes a great recap of the Survivor Know-It-Alls on Wednesday, in case for some reason I forget to thank him on Wednesday. But these two guys really, I know people really appreciate it when we have the full recaps of the podcast in the description. So thanks to those two guys who are really doing a great job on these live shows this season. All right.
Yeah, I can't believe how fast they get those up.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
They do it during the show. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell when I am doing it and when somebody who is actually paying attention is doing it, or when I'm trying to, like, what did I talk about? What did we say? All right.
Yeah.
So let's go into, give us some questions.
All right. Well, we've got from Sarah Freeman has a question here.
Oh,
she says, the
great Sarah Freeman.
The great Sarah Freeman. Says, it seemed like the first task set the order for the rest of the leg. Did any team make up or lose time after that?
Okay.
And I think she's probably talking about the final leg there.
Yeah, it seemed like we were pretty much from once we got to the airport in Juneau, then we were basically from the point where we Amy got ahead, then they never looked back. And then it seemed like everybody would like was there was a separation between all the three teams.
Yeah, and it felt like, well, you know, it's the final leg. You can't make any mistakes because there's going to be a team that doesn't make any, and that's the team that's going to win.
Yeah.
So I feel like there were lots of opportunities for a team to pull ahead, but nobody was able to take them.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, next question.
I've got from my friend Terry Porter wants to know, are Jason and Amy this season's team who? They didn't seem to get a winner's edit. And I thought this is an interesting point. Team Who is a team from a really early season. They made the finals And they were one of those teams you had no idea. Like, you couldn't remember which one was which. You couldn't even remember either one of their names. They were just two really kind of boring guys. They were okay. And then all of a sudden they're in the final three, and you're like, where did these guys come from? Have they been on the show the whole time?
Mm-hmm. I thought they got a winner's edit going into this episode. I felt like they were
somewhat,
you know, they weren't really edited to be the winners, I feel like, the whole season. But when they had that scene early in the episode where they were, like, crying and talking about how we keep coming in second, but now we just got to come in first, I feel like that was definitely a winner's edit. I feel like it would have been a better story had they come in second last week, though.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Memo to the story department. Yeah.
This is like the equivalent of whenever you're watching an episode and they show a team in the beginning with a big sob story and they talk about their lives, then you know that's the team that's going home.
Yeah, this was the opposite.
Yeah, this was the opposite of that.
Yeah, so good for Jason and Amy. So they did get the winner's edit by the end of the season, I felt.
Yeah, I felt like around the time that they had their, it was around the time they had their first place finish. It was like you could see it was kind of snowballing.
Oh, and Jason drives a plow.
Indeed, that was totally unintentional.
that's perfect. Perfect snowballing. Okay. Was there snow in Providence?
There was a little bit on the ground, but there was a little bit of like freezing rain while I was there.
And if there was any problems, Jason took care of it?
Yeah, I think maybe the reason I didn't see any snow is because Jason got it all out of there already.
Got it all out of there, yeah. Okay, so give us a few more questions and we'll bring in Scott St. Pierre.
All right. I wanted to give a shout out to Keith Dixon, who said something that made me actually laugh out loud. He said, I love the return of the intersection this leg. Amy and Nicole did a great job with the task.
Yeah, so you like seeing the teams switch it up and work together.
Yeah, well, I liked that it was kind of an impromptu thing that they used to have.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back.
Yes. We didn't talk about this. How do you rate this season of The Amazing Race? Was this a great season for you? Was this a bad season? Average?
I think this was a good season. I feel like, I mean, to be honest, I think there was one person who kind of made the season stand out from the other seasons. And like, there have been very few seasons that have had somebody that's as strong a character as Marie. I feel like she was kind of carrying it after a while.
Yeah.
Like you either loved her or you hated her, but she was someone you could talk about, and she always had something interesting to say.
Yeah. I think you had some good teams. I think this was a pretty good season. Yeah. I think you're right about Marie. Yeah. The Afghanimals were polarizing. Some people loved them. Some people hated them. At least they were characters. Mm-hmm. I'll take them over, you know, a boring team any day. Travis and Nicole were interesting, and Jason and Amy were, you know, easy to root for. So I felt, I'll say thumbs up to these final group of teams.
Yeah, I think it was a really fun season.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons.
How about that? It seemed like it was a happy ending for the Afghanimals and the Ice Princesses. They said they were going to be lifelong friends.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to ask the Ice Kebabes about that. But I think The Amazing Race, I think everybody's going to be much closer to each other than it shows on TV. Like, there's always a team that nobody talks to. Like, just ask Max and Katie about that. But on balance, you're all in the same place in very close quarters for 3 weeks, and you're doing an amazing thing together. You're going to be really good friends with almost everybody.
Right.
And I see that every season.
And unlike Survivor or Big Brother, where the other players actively work to get you out, it was almost like on The Amazing Race, I feel like you were probably very close to the people because you all went on this amazing experience with each other, but you didn't actively compete to eliminate the other people. You just sort of like whoever got there first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, except in some very specialized circumstances.
Right. Right. And in those specialized circumstances, it's like, it's the same as like, it's almost even worse than Survivor or Big Brother. It's like, how could you do this to me?
Yeah. And there's like a whole different code of ethics.
Yeah.
Between Amazing Race and Survivor and Big Brother.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, let's bring in Scott St. Pierre and let's get to some of your questions here that are live. So here is question number one. And this comes to us from our good friend Nick 2S. Wants to know, why did Tim wear that kimono for so long? Good question.
Because he looked fly as hell in it.
Whoa! Who would look more fly in a kimono, Tim or Rhino?
I don't know. I think we gotta go to the lab for this one. Gotta do some experiments.
Yeah, and we're talking about 2013 Rhino.
Well, that might be tougher. Might be a tougher sell.
Might be easier. Okay, here we go. Next question. This is from Tanya Ogg. Wants to know, did the BFF alliance of Nicole and Travis and Jason and Amy take some of the momentum out of The Amazing Race? Okay, did this lose anything for you having the teams work together there in the robot task?
Well, it gave us something to talk about. And it gave us something to criticize, which is always a nice thing to have this late in the race. And I thought it reminded me a lot of Ryan and Abby and the Beekman boys from two seasons ago. And I don't necessarily think it was the smartest racing, but it was interesting to watch. And it was interesting to see how far they were going to take it.
Yeah. I also thought it was really interesting, the whole thing with the taxis, where everybody was going to stick together. And then Marie left Travis and Nicole and Jason and Amy to go and do her own thing. And basically, it seemed like from the editing, like, oh, Tim and Marie are going to lose now. And this is why they're going to lose. But they actually ended up finishing the puzzle task first. And,
well, yeah, because Marie was in beast mode on that. Like, I was so shocked at, like, she's really good at what she does.
Yeah.
If she had a similarly powerhouse partner, I think it wouldn't have been close.
For as cool as the robot was at the pit stop, the robot they put together was pretty lackluster.
Yeah. Well, it was made out of cardboard.
Yeah, I don't know how you could have a robot made out of cardboard.
Yeah, put together a cardboard robot. That's kind of a lame roadblock. They can't dress that up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to the next question. This is from Mr. Air Sonic, and he wants to know, who else was expecting a search roadblock with the kitten figurines? Also, was anyone else surprised that they didn't explain the details of the detour until the teams got there, the fish and the bowling one? Okay, so were you expecting them to have to search for Hello Kitty?
Yeah, well, here's a funny thing. I collect those little cats. I've got like 20 of them in my apartment right now. So I was excited to see those.
Okay.
And I was waiting for them to have to smash them, and it would have been very upsetting to me.
Thank God. Thank God it was fine.
God, I am painting myself as such a nerd right now. It's like I have little cat figurines like some crazy old cat lady.
Yeah. And so then were you also the second part of the question was you know, I'm sorry, I lost. We were too busy talking about the cats. What was the second part of the question?
We got to go back to that.
No, I think it's
gone. Too late.
It's too late.
It was probably the interesting part, and I just dropped some like personal trivia that completely doesn't matter about anything.
Yeah, sorry.
Actually, I want to go to a question that, like, Zachary Zarnett Klein is dropping a bunch of questions in the chat room, and he just put a really interesting one in that I wanted to touch on. He says, this season there's been little encounter with language cultural barriers, and the teams have, for the most part, been kept separate from the public in each country. And why is that?
Well, and tell us, Jess.
I can think of a few reasons, but, you know, I'm interested in everybody's opinion, of course. I think on one level, we want to minimize the portrayal of people on The Amazing Race as ugly Americans. And we got little moments of that from Jason, especially, who's not an ugly American so much as an American who hasn't done a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't ask people in Alaska if they speak English. It's America, of course, they speak English.
Wait, hold on a second.
He asked the cab driver if he spoke English.
Yeah.
And he's like, my whole life.
Yes. Well, what do you get? Hey.
But the other reason that they have kind of kept the racers out of the public and, like, they put them in the middle of nowhere in Alaska for the final leg is really because there is such a highly specialized network of Amazing Race spoilers who want to know who's where and identify the teams and figure out where they went on every leg. And I think they try hard to foil that because they're well aware that this community exists.
Yeah. Okay. So, interesting. Let's go. Let's keep going. A couple more questions here. How about our next question is from Jess? Can you read it?
Yeah. Well, it's another one from Zach, but he asks good questions, so it's okay.
Okay.
He says, will there ever be another girl-girl team win? The final leg in the past few seasons has required a lot of physical strength.
No, never again, right?
Never again. Yeah, girls suck.
What will it take for there to be another female-female amazing race team?
They gotta improve their casting.
Yeah.
I mean, if they keep casting people who define their role as, you know, who they're married to or, you know, what professional sport they are glorified cheerleaders for.
What if they sing country music?
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't have women on the race who are entirely about entertaining. You have to have some other skills. And the times when we've had female winners, they've had other things going on.
What if they were WWE divas?
That could be interesting.
Okay.
It depends on how good they are.
I think WWE divas, let's cast that for Amazing Race 25.
I mean, you had Parvati doing model boxing, and she was a great Survivor player.
Sure, so. Sure. I'd be so excited for the WWE divas team.
Yeah, I think, you know, memo to casting, get on that.
Okay, sure. How about aspiring WWE divas? Could we live with that?
Depends on what you mean by aspiring. It might be true for certain values of aspiring.
Okay. How about WNBA players?
That could be pretty good. I mean, I believe Keisha and Jen, who have actually won the race, I think Keisha at least was a Division I basketball player.
Okay.
And yeah, we need, you know, professional athletes would be great.
Yeah.
Or even just, you know, Nat and Kat as doctors, they were pretty smart.
Yeah. Oh, Alex G says, wasn't Jenna Maraska a WWE diva? Give her another shot on The Amazing Race. That's true. That's true.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's true. She was a one-time wrestler. A lot of people don't
know. I like this suggestion. What if Amazing Race gets Parvati and Amanda? That I would watch.
Well, yeah, especially because I don't think they're friends. So that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. They wanted to play together and it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Jeffrey K wants to know, isn't it time they stop using the memory challenge as the final task every season? What do you think of the totem pole challenge of put all of the money in order?
I think they do kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel from time to time with the memory task, because at this point, everybody knows there's a memory task. So they take copious notes. And I think Amy even said she had notes on everything except the money they used. So they had to find something kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I feel like it's necessary. Like, you need to prove that you were paying attention to what you were doing. And it's kind of the equivalent of the Survivor Fallen Comrades. Like, you get to kind of look back on everything you've done. And it's like, remember when we went to Chile? Remember when we went to Portugal? Remember when the Oklahoma boys couldn't sing in German? And you just kind of go through the whole thing and you remember all these different parts, and it kind of encapsulates the whole show.
Okay. I think that they should do more stuff with Phil. I think that maybe Phil should be eating like a different sandwich at every pit stop. And then at the end,
or a local snack.
Yes. A local snack. And then you have to prepare each snack that they just give you a bunch of ingredients. And then you have to prepare all of the snacks Phil ate during the season.
I'm still gunning for the audio memory challenge, where they have like a different band at every pit stop, and then you have to figure out by listening to the music which one was where.
Okay, that seems very complicated, Jess.
It probably is, but I like complicated.
Yeah, all right, I'll hold out for snack task.
Okay.
Let's do a few more. This is from Will Olson. Wants to know, what unused cities do you think would make good hosts for the final leg? I don't want to spend too much time on this. Give me a city.
I had to think of where all they've been. I mean, they almost always, you know, the last city is a different one every time, just about. So I feel like they've covered all the major American cities, pretty much. Nothing I can think of. I would like them to go to the middle of nowhere, actually. Or I like season 9 was good because they started in the same place that they finished. And okay, that was really cool.
All right.
I'd like to see them do that again.
All right. This is from from P566. Wants to know, any teaser info on the next season? Would they really repeat teams from Unfinished Business as shown in ads? Now, did they do a teaser for – I watched the episode on CBS.com. So I didn't see a teaser. Did they tease the next season of The Amazing Race at all?
They did, and I didn't see it either. But here is a funny thing that happened, and I don't want to get, I don't want to give away too much of this, but I was watching the finale. I was sitting with a racer who was shown in the preview, who is not on the upcoming season.
Yes.
And he said that his phone started blowing up all of a sudden, and he had no idea why. And then he looked at everybody's like, you're on the next season. And, you know, he's not on the next season. So that was,
right.
was a little bit.
What did they tease in the promo?
I think they just showed a lot of classic teams, and they said they're bringing back a bunch. And the teams shown are not necessarily the teams we're going to get.
Yeah, that's very confusing when they do that.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that.
Yeah, so it's very always odd when they do that. Either just like say like, oh, we're bringing people back, or you know, if you don't want to like, you know, just put silhouettes of people. Don't show us like images of people that aren't there, because then we get very confused.
Like those Survivor intros where they show like the silhouettes of people, and then everybody's freeze framing it, trying to figure out whose silhouette that is, and it's like that's a crew person.
Right, right. And just to reiterate, so the policy that we follow on Rob as a Podcast is, I know that the cast list is leaked, but out of respect for CBS, we don't talk about things until CBS puts it out there. Because whether it's people who don't want to be spoiled of with casting spoilers, or you know, I also don't want to. We get, you know, we have a good relationship going with CBS where we get the interviews with the survivors. So we will, yeah. out of respect to them, we will go ahead and not talk about the cast of the new upcoming season of The Amazing Race until it's officially announced. But if you really want to know who it is and you don't know who it is, it's very easy to find.
Readily available online. And I want to point out, I did this thing on YouTube a couple
of weeks
ago.
Yes, tell us about this.
I have been, it's really hard for me to avoid the spoilers because people will tell me them whether I like them or not, or they'll show up in Google News alerts. And so I wanted to be a little accountable for my picks. So I made my picks like 3 weeks ago before the race was even, like, I think they were on like one or two. And I made it, I sealed it in an envelope and dated it, and then we'll open it up when we do our cast preview.
Yeah, is that the envelope?
That is the envelope.
Okay, so
this is how committed I am to making sure you guys know I didn't just go through the spoilers and say, oh, well, I think this person's going to win, not because I saw it on a spoiler site.
Yes, okay, so, and you did not have spoilers on this season, that's right, Jess, that's official?
I have location spoilers. I like to know where they're going. I just don't want to know how they placed.
Okay, but you did not use spoilers to pick Jason and Amy.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't at all.
Clear that up.
Yeah. In fact, I played a fantasy Amazing Race game online this season, and I did pretty badly for someone who's supposed to be an expert.
Yeah. Well, we both did all right. I my pick, of course, was Travis and Nicole. I didn't see it unravel like it actually did in my picks, but final three, not bad.
Yeah, I mean it's better than how you did the season before that.
Yeah, with Pam and Winnie.
Yeah, and the doctors that couldn't swim.
Hey, those were not my picks, but I thought they looked like a strong team to me. When do we think that CBS will announce the Amazing Race 24 cast? When do we typically get that?
We're going to get it like probably 2 or 3 weeks in advance. And I think since this season has been so widely spoiled, they might give it to us a little earlier than they normally would.
Yeah. It's going to be a little different for us in the spring semester as opposed to the fall semester, where Survivor was all stars in the fall and Amazing Race was all new people. It's going to be transposed coming up here in a couple of weeks, where Survivor is going to be back with all new people and the Amazing Race will be back with all stars.
Yeah, and I'm worried that we're going to lose a little momentum with an all-stars team, because I don't think that returning teams are as invested in what people are saying about them on the internet, because it's not as novel to them. So I'm a little worried we might lose a little momentum.
Who's
going to
lose momentum? Me and you are going to lose momentum, or the show?
Yeah,
No, we're going to gain momentum because here's what's great about the podcasting about the all-star seasons is that when we are going to podcast with people who are going to want to talk about the people that they played with, and they're going to want to come on and trash them, and then we're going to be like, oh, okay, tell us more about that thing, and then they're going to go on and on and on, and then people are going to get mad, and it'll be good.
Yeah, and I've been reaching out to a lot of people that are on the seasons that are going to be covered in the upcoming season, and I've had a couple of people give me a tentative no because they're worried they're going to come off as too bitter.
Yeah, no, so, we want them. Those are the people
we
want.
And I said, bring the bitterness.
Bring it. We'll help you talk through it.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Yeah. All right, let's do one or two more questions here. This is from the great Dawn's Christmas Bread, who wants to know, Reality Game Masters 2 equals a Japanese game show? ? What do you think, Jess? Would that be, should I get Alex Forstenhausler on the phone right now? Should Reality Game Masters 2 be a Japanese game show?
Well, what kind of budget do you think you can squeeze out of Kickstarter? Because I feel like those setups are pretty elaborate.
Really? The human bowling setup? You don't think we could set that up on a hill for $10?
You know, I don't know. I haven't investigated this personally, but I don't feel like you can just go on Walmart.com and order 10 human-sized bowling pins. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. We'll look into that. We'll see about that. All right, and let's do one last question. This is from Spicy Wasabi X. Why doesn't CBS have an official rap party for The Amazing Race? Survivor and Big Brother gets theirs. Oh, no, they don't. In the beginning, let me talk like an old person, like an old reality TV person.
We need to get the Ken Burns Civil War violin in on this.
Yes. Let's see. Let me see. What do I have here? In the beginning of reality TV, all the reality TV finales were an event, and the network treated it like one. There was free drinks and open bars. Then came along Johnny Fairplay, and he drank all the liquor and fought with the producers. And it got very expensive, and the ratings weren't as good. So somebody had the bright idea to say, hey, why don't we cut the budget and not pay to get reality TV stars drunk? And they said, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And since 2009, there used to be a big party for all the Survivor seasons. And I want to say Survivor Vanuatu was the last, maybe Survivor Palau. That was the last time they had like a big party. And now they don't do anything. Now the Survivors put something together. And there may be like a Big Brother production thing. I don't know if they do something or not, like the actual, like if they have a rap party for Big Brother. I'd have to get that officially answered. But I don't think they have a big rap party from CBS for Big Brother. And The Amazing Race, I think, never has. And that's probably why they started Tarkon.
Yeah, well, that was actually, the funny thing was Tarkon didn't start as like racers are going to be there. They just had a fan party because everybody was into the show and they wanted to watch it together. And then someone in the community got a hold of it and racers showed up to it. And then all of a sudden it became a thing, like CBS would encourage them. They'd say, you have to go now. And so they would show up because CBS was pushing it. And it was kind of like CBS was getting the fans to do their dirty work for them.
Yeah. But
and then they repaid us by having an all-star season and then throwing a party in an entirely different city.
Yeah, that's what they do. I will say the inciting incident is the Johnny Fairplay thing. That Johnny Fairplay at the Survivor Vanuatu finale was so drunk, and then he tried to get into a fist fight with Jeff Probst's brother, I think.
People you're going to get in a fist fight with.
Yeah, he got into a fist fight with, I can't remember who it was that he tried to fight.
Was this before or after he fought Danny Bonaduce?
No, this is way before. This is like 2000, this is like fall 2004. And then Danny Bonaduce powerbombed him in like 2006 or 7, I can't remember. It was a couple years later. But anyway, so that's why they don't have a party anymore.
Okay, so it's all Johnny Fairplay's fault, basically.
Yes, they did have a Survivor 10-year anniversary party.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, so that's as close as we get now. So now, hopefully, there'll be a 20-year anniversary party coming up. I guess we got the 15-year reunion around the corner.
Yeah, we got to wait a good, almost 7 years for the 20-year.
Yeah, we'll have a good party at the 5-year anniversary of Rob as a Podcast.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Coming up in February 2015.
That sounds great.
Okay. There you go.
Let's hope we're still around by then.
Let's hope so. Okay. So, Jess, what are you going to do over the off season?
Well, I'm getting married on February 3rd, so I'm going to be planning a wedding the whole time.
Jess, and congratulations.
That's all I'm doing.
Yes. So. Fantastic. Are you going to be going on an Amazing Race style honeymoon?
I think so. I couldn't figure out where to go, so I planned 8 trips and I just gave them to Kip and told him to pick one. So he hasn't picked one yet.
You're not doing them all subsequently in a row?
That would be really nice. I don't think I can get that kind of time off of work. Okay. So we're going to pick one and maybe we'll do the rest later.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. You keep the rest of them in a jar, or make a clue out of them and then rip them open. And then that's what the next vacation is.
I was actually going to do a bunch of Amazing Race stuff at the wedding. Like, we're doing destination weddings, so I was going to have activities every day, and people can choose between 2, so we'll put a little detour clue on there.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
Nobody's going to get it because nobody I know watches The Amazing Race.
Well, that's a problem. All right. So February 3rd, you're getting married. When does The Amazing Race premiere? Is it typically the Sunday after the Survivor premiere, or is it before?
I think it's typically after. Last year it was February 17th, and I think Survivor was the week before that. And you have the Super Bowl, then you have Survivor, then you have Amazing Race.
Yeah, so typically we'll look for the Survivor premiere around, I think it's probably going to be February 13th or something like that. And then we'll go from there. So assume Amazing Race. So you'll be back for the Amazing Race premiere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't miss it. I mean, I'd probably watch it anyway and be podcasting the night before my wedding.
It may interfere, though, with our Amazing Race 24 preview, Jess.
We'll figure it out, Rob.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We're not leaving for the honeymoon right away. I'll be back.
All right. Well, if you want to keep in touch with Jess over the break and leading up until her wedding, follow Jessica Lise on Twitter at Haymaker Hattie. She's going to be tweeting all up until... Will you be live tweeting the wedding?
I think I might... It might be the fastest annulment ever if I live tweeted the wedding.
Did you invite any Amazing Racers to the wedding?
I did not. I invited President Obama, but I think he's going to be busy.
You should invite Peyton Manning.
Really? Will he send me a card? Well, will he buy something off my registry? He's got a lot of money.
Somebody invited him to the wedding and then he formally declined though, but he signed the response card.
Oh, that's really nice of him. That's why we invited the president, because he sends you a card.
Yes.
But I'm hopefully going to write up a couple of extras for the blog in the off season, and I'll think of some kind of evergreen topics to talk about while we wait for the next season to start.
All right. Fantastic. Looking forward to it. It's going to be very fun talking about Amazing Race here in the spring.
It's always fun.
And we've got, we're through the Amazing Race finale, but we've got a big Survivor finale coming up this week. So here's what's coming up. Wednesday night, Survivor Know-It-Alls. Stephen Fishback and I are back together, and we are going to break down the penultimate episode of Survivor Blood versus Water, talking about the final 5. And then this Sunday night, let me go back to Thursday. Thursday, we have our big Survivor podcast. Shane Powers returns to Rob as a Podcast. Jess, are you excited to hear from Shane Powers?
I think the Shane Powers previous podcast might be the funniest one you've ever done.
Yeah.
The thing about the brick of cocaine.
Yes. Was that, do you think that the brick of cocaine that was dropped on Survivor Panama, was that actually supposed to be flour that was dropped onto a different target?
Yeah. Maybe Nicole dropped one that was so far out, it broke through the space-time continuum and landed on the beach in Panama.
Is that what happened?
So yeah, that's what happened.
Then, of course, then Sunday night will be our Survivor Blood versus Water after show. And we'll be back with a Survivor Know-It-Alls live after the finale at about 11:15 p.m. Eastern after we crown a new winner of Survivor. And then it's the biggest podcast day of the year. The Monday after the Survivor finale, we'll have our exit interviews with everybody you need to talk to the day after the Survivor finale. And then that's going to do it for... for our Big Brother and our Survivor coverage and everything, the regular season of podcasting for 2013.
Yeah, I like to call that last one the Podcast Christmas.
Podcast Christmas, yeah.
Podcast Christmas.
All right, well, we're also going to be, that won't be the last time you hear from us. We'll be working on it. I got a few more shows I'm working on in between the Survivor finale exit interviews and when we're going to go and have our Christmas, okay? So plenty of, going to be a December to remember for Rob as a podcast. There you go. All right. Jess, thank you so much. You have a great night.
All right, you too, Rob. It's been a pleasure.
And appreciate everybody using our Amazon links for the holiday shopping. That is very great. Check that out if you need any ideas for your holiday gifts. And we'll be back on Wednesday night for...
Oh, can I make one more announcement?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt. I put up a survey, and I'll tweet out the link again. And if you guys can fill it out, we're trying to figure out how to structure our show next season, and I want to get a sense of what everybody likes and doesn't like.
Yes.
So I'll tweet that out, and I'll put it in the chat room, and maybe we can put it up on the page.
Well, you know,
too.
Let me give you a short link to that. So just shoot me the link after this, and what do you want to call it? Call it robasawebsite.com, what, TAR survey?
TAR survey, perfect.
Okay, so go to robasawebsite.com/TAR survey and see what Jess is talking about. And Jess, you're not selling anybody's private information with the data you collect, right?
I don't even get your information, so feel free to say whatever you want.
Okay, there we go.
And it'll take you less than 5 minutes. It's a really quick survey.
Is this like when you take a class and the teacher at the end of the is like, okay, this is my evaluation?
Pretty much. And if you guys want to recommend that I get tenure, I'm okay with that.
Sure. All right. Thanks so much, Jess. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you on Wednesday night after Survivor. Take care. Bye.